listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. A speeding driver has escaped serious injury following a crash near Narracourt. Police allege a black Mitsubishi Outlander was detected speeding along the Riddick Highway on Friday night, clocking 142 k's an hour in a 110 zone. Shortly after, the car crashed into a nearby drainage ditch. The driver, a 25-year-old woman, was taken to Narracourt Hospital for observation. Meantime, the RAA has revealed Sutton Avenue in Mount Gambier is among the top 10 regional spots statewide for speeding offences. The fixed camera last year caught 588 speedsters, with fines topping more than $230,000 combined. The District Council of Robe is seeking feedback from ratepayers on new documents looking into the region's future. With the story, here's Andrew Schau.
More public consultation. That's the aim of the game for Council as they released three new documents open for feedback. Their strategic plan looks into the development of the region over the next 4 years, while an asset management plan is also available, with Council keen to optimise management of its infrastructure. Meantime, as they hope for further development and growth in the district, they've also opened up expressions of interest for leases at the airfield. Council say they're prioritising transparency and engagement, with more information available on their website, or you can contact their office.
And in statewide news, a new offence is being introduced targeting adults who get around the law by recruiting children to commit crimes. Those found guilty of the offence can expect to spend up to 15 years behind bars. Round one of the KNT Football League was played on Saturday. In the A-grade competition, Kybe Bolite had a come-from-behind victory against Lucendale. The Tigers were down by 8 points at three-quarter time, but fought back to beat the Roos by 10 points. Other winners were Border Districts, Mundulla and Padfoy.